For the 2012 SCAC Softball Championships in Jackson, Tennessee, I'm joined by Millsaps College head softball coach Roland Rodriguez. The Majors picking up a big win today, 8-0 over Austin College in Game 2 of the SCAC Tournament. And Coach, first of all, congratulations on the win.
Thank you, Russell.
Coach, first of all, just your opening thoughts on the way the game played out for the Majors. Obviously, a big win and a good way to start off the tournament.
Yeah, it was good. A little bit of a sluggish start, especially at the plate, you know, just picking and choosing some pitches and we just had to be a little more selective. You know, she was going to come around the plate eventually. You can't let her wildness, I guess you can say, be effective. And that's kind of what happens sometimes. We just had to sit back a little more and pick out a good pitch.
Coach, before we get to talk about some of the big at-bats that you guys had today, Laurel Jones in the circle for you today. She struggled a little bit early. Austin was able to sort of get to her there in the first inning. She settled down, got out of the inning, and she retired 11 straight. At one point, she had 6-7 strikeouts. Really a dominating performance in the circle for her today.
Yeah, Laurel battles. That's the thing about her. She enjoys that. She enjoys the moment and steps up. And I think, especially the one at bat, I believe it was about a 9 or 10 pitch at bat. It was almost a good thing. Sometimes you worry about that, but it was almost a good thing. She really got herself going, and she said, no, I'm going to finish this. And she did. And that's sometimes we as a team recognize that, and that's a good thing for us.
Cruising along through the first three innings, no score. You guys come up in the bottom of the fourth, two runners on. Freshman Karen McWilliams steps up, has a huge at-bat, drives one to center field, and really opens it up for you and get that 3-0 lead. How important was it to get those first runs on the board for your team?
Gosh, it was scary because I thought we were going to give up a couple early, you know, and Laurel settled down and we got out of it. But for Karen's big swing, that was big, to turn around and do something like that in that moment. And I think our whole dugout just kind of exhaled and said, okay, fine, now we can get going. It took one of our youngest kids to get it done, but whatever it takes. And it was just a big positive boost for all of us.
We talked earlier in the week about the power you had in your lineup with Allison Tarbox and Megan Iglesias. Iglesias comes up, bases loaded, and really puts the game away with an opposite field home run. Just talk about that at bat, what you saw from her, and how important it was to you know, continue that momentum with the long ball.
No, you're right. She has to. You know, we're counting on her. She knows that it wasn't one of these fluky things where she had one good day or one good week. She had a good season. And unfortunately, she's put herself in that position, and we're going to expect those things from her. Karen stepped up. But, definitely Megan doing something like that was big, especially I believe it was the first pitch, too.
Coach, the best thing about winning today, you get to play another baseball or softball game this afternoon. You played Trinity and have a chance to really move forward and continue to move in this winner's bracket. How important in terms of momentum was it to get this first win? And secondly, what did you tell your girls afterwards that you need to continue to do well against the Tigers to hopefully continue to advance?
Well, getting that first win is the toughest. It is tough to get that first win, regardless if it's the top team or the bottom team or whoever it is. You got to get that first one out of your belt because every pitch seems smaller. Every ground ball that comes at you seems like it's going to take a bad hop or whatever. And to play someone like Trinity, they've had a fantastic season. Great pitching and big hitting and everything else and all that speed they have. So, you know, we couldn't think about those things. We had to take care of Austin, and now we can go ahead and start focusing on training a little bit more.
Millsaps College head softball coach Roland Rodriguez, the Majors improving to 19-18 on the year with an 8-0 win in Game 2 of the SCAC softball tournament, advancing to play Trinity in Game 4 this afternoon. Coach, congratulations and best of luck the rest of the weekend.
Okay, thank you, Russell.